Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I was just telling Jamie a few minutes ago.
Oh my God, don't even tell this on the air.
Please don't.
I don't think you're up yet.
No, not about them. It's about you.
Yeah, well, my wife wouldn't want me to bring it up either.
Nobody would want you to bring it up. I don't want you to bring it up.
We got a note yesterday from the school that Frog goes to. He goes to a private school. And the note said that we need to change up our snacks for him. That what he's taking to school, other kids are envious of, and they're very unhealthy. And they even put in there, more healthy snacks. From now on, no more of the stuff that we've been bringing.
I don't know what I would feel like, because I mean, it's always humiliating if the principal calls you or whatever, you know, like he's got to remember his books and, you know, or his shoes. Oh yeah, I forgot to put his shoes on. Anyway, but like saying basically you're a crap ass parent
because you know they're all judging you.
Oh my God, for sure they are.
My wife took it harder than me because
I don't blame her.
I like those snacks he takes, so I didn't really have an opinion on it. I thought, what the hell's wrong? I mean, he's taking candy bars and fruit roll ups. What the hell?
Okay,
I mean,
listen.
I didn't know all the kids don't bring that.
No, they don't.
I didn't know.
Why don't you go to Whole Foods? And basically, they have you don't even have to think about it. Just put up you have Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So just go to the Whole Foods part of Amazon and say healthy kid snacks and just have them mailed to you.
Yeah.
And just they'll send them in bulk, like those bunny, whatever those.
Yeah, the bunny graham crackers.
It's the Annie snacks.
Okay. That's good.
No, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I normally wouldn't do that, but we're caught right now and we're looking bad. We're in the spotlight. You know, it was just the day before we got a note that old Charlotte.
I wouldn't do names. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Debbie. Debbie in the class offered him $100 to run up to the teacher, break a pencil in front of her, and he did it.
He did it.
And guess what? Debbie didn't have $100.
Shocker.
No. So now Frog's in trouble.
And what did I tell you to say to him? Tell him, hey, don't have Debbie make you her little bitch, okay? Yeah. Enough.
Her little clown.
Yeah, you are not Debbie's clown.
He goes, and Dad, she didn't have $100. Like, Frog, women will do this to you all your life. You gotta learn now.
I mean, it was just, I feel like you guys are getting kicked out of this school. Because it was just, it was like 3 weeks ago that he had to have his desk right by hers.
Yeah.
He got moved to the front.
He got moved.
Yeah, and that's always bad too when they move it right next to you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because I've been there.
Yeah.
And now you guys are like the people that are nurturing your child.
Yeah, we're sending the wrong snacks,
folks.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, so I don't. But my wife didn't even catch on to it. That's what surprises me.
Yeah,
me too. I could see it with me. I'm oblivious. Okay, I don't get it, and I love those snacks. So I can make that mistake, but I'm surprised that she did, and I think she's really embarrassed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be mortified.
Not me. I'm not embarrassed. At least more snacks for me at the house.
Oh my God, this is so bad.
Can you believe Debbie offered $100? She doesn't have $100.
Oh my God,
she's only six.
I can't believe that one of your snacks you were telling me off the air was a Snicker and some gumballs.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, he can't chew gum in school.
It's those big ones, too. You know, the ones that last forever?
No, you can't chew gum in school.
Yeah, I know. That's what the note said.
You found out.
You know, our French teacher, if we got caught chewing gum, she made us stick it on our nose.
And leave it there?
And leave it there the whole class. My God. Mrs. Lubers.
All right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.